A new exhibition at the Everson Museum examines the 40-year evolution of video games as an art form. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the exhibition showcases the technology, culture, and the different traditional types of art in video games.
The sounds of an arcade echo throughout the galleries of the Everson Museum. From Atari's Space Invaders to the immersive environment of PlayStation 3's Flower, where the player is the wind, the art of video games features 80 games that tell the history of the medium. Executive director of the Everson Museum, Stephen Kern, says this exhibition not only engages new and intergenerational audiences, it shows why art is innovative and belongs in a school's core curriculum.
Is this really art? And of course this is art. The narrow, limited version that only a painting or a sculpture is something that is valid it betrays the roots of our own institution. And with video games specifically, it's not just about the visual arts. It's about this confluence of visual arts, of performance, of music, of technology.
Chris Melisinos is the guest curator of the exhibition that opened at the Smithsonian last year and is now on a 10-city national tour. He chose 5 games from different eras, which visitors can play, that changed the perception of video games by the public and designers. Pac-Man, Melisinos says, came into arcades when games were mainly about annihilation and xenophobia.
So along comes this candy-colored, brightly animated, loud game with these funny characters on it. Now you have women coming into arcades. Now you have children being able to compete against adults because they're on equal footing.
Along with the exhibition, the Landmark Theater is presenting Video Games Live, which brings the music of video games to life with a full orchestra in collaboration with Central New York Symphony Symphoria. Catherine Underhill is the managing director of Symphoria and says the concert will include projections, lasers, and a chorus.
This is likely to attract people that maybe haven't experienced any of these cultural resources. We're quite excited about the opportunity to introduce ourselves to a new audience.
Video Games Live is being performed at the Landmark Theater tonight. The exhibition at the Everson runs until January 19th. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.